The civil rights movement of the mid-20th century was one of the most divisive eras in this country's history. Even those of us who were kids at the time can remember that nightly newscasts and daily newspaper reports of events playing out primarily in the cities of the South. Today we live as a better nation because of it, but is its importance being lost on today's young people when all they know of it is learned in the classroom? Last week, in what can only be described as a symbol of what the civil rights struggle accomplished, students from Hyman Brand Hebrew Academy in Johnson County and University Academy in Kansas City, Missouri, boarded a bus for a civil rights tour of the South. Here today to tell us about that trip are Jasmine Smith. She's a junior at University Academy. Nice to have you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually a senior.
You're a senior?
Yes.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. Congratulations. You just like graduated or something.
Almost. May 20th.
Amanda Sokol's a sophomore at Hyman Brand Hebrew Academy. Amanda, nice to have you too. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the first question I want to ask each of you is, what did civil rights mean to you before you took this trip? Jasmine or Amanda, you want to start? Amanda, go ahead.
Sure. Civil rights, what it meant to me is when I thought of civil rights before this trip was the movement in the 50s and 60s, and I thought of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Bayard Rustin, and I thought of all these strong people, and it kind of ended there, 50s and 60s, and it never really progressed after that. It was just they got their voting rights and there was no segregation, and that was kind of the end.
And that was it.
That was it.
Jasmine, how about you?
I would definitely have to agree with Amanda. Before this trip, I think it was typical in school to learn about the civil rights movement, as Amanda said, in the 50s and 60s, and you think of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Rosa Parks, but you don't really get a full picture of what really occurred. And so I think that was the difference for us in the trip.
Now, I was struck there was a lot of planning and work done in advance of getting on that bus last week. Did you and your fellow students have opportunities to meet and talk about all this? You did?
Yes, definitely. We definitely had some meetups, and we learned about some of the things we will actually see while on our trip, and so it kind of prompted us to be thinking ahead and kind of get those wheels turning.
I was going to say, white students from the suburbs and black students from the cities, Amanda, what did you learn at those meetings?
We learned a lot about each other, and it was definitely awkward at first. I mean, it was kind of these forced meetings. It was like, you're going to be on these trips together. Go make friends. And it was definitely uncomfortable, but it was fun to get to know each other and have these like little tiny interactions. And then once we got on the trip and got to know each other, it was a lot more fun. But
you know, I understand that you all met with one of the civil rights leaders and activists in Kansas City, Alvin Brooks, just before you left. And what a great man he is. What impressions did you have from that conversation?
It was just amazing being in the community and hearing about some of his work prior to before, and for us to have that conversation with him afterwards and really see like his thoughts on how things are today. It really got us thinking, and that prompted some of the conversations we had with each other.
He's just an amazing guy.
Yeah.
He has seen so much in his lifetime. Amanda, what did you make of it?
He was so educated, and he really, really knew what he was talking about, and he wanted to make an impact on us, and he wanted the future generations to know about issues that are going on today that don't just impact me, like a white girl from the suburbs. He wanted to know, he wanted me to know about issues that are going on in KC, Mo, and the cities that affect all different people of ethnicities and color. And
even today was his point.
Oh, absolutely. He talked about this little section in, not a little section, a huge section in Jackson County that has huge crime rates, and it's all because of the history of America and how much little and tiny social and economic opportunity that these people have gotten, and it's so sad. And
you know, the copy of the itinerary for the trip we have here, Jasmine, shows four cities: Atlanta, Tuskegee, Montgomery, and Birmingham. I understand Memphis was also part of the tour.
Yeah, so actually UA did not get to go to Memphis, but it was definitely great seeing that trip, and I think Mandy could add on about the Memphis excursion they had.
So HBHA had a little extended part of the trip because UA had to go back to school early.
Oh.
So
well, that's too bad.
Right?
Yeah.
Memphis was the coolest city, and Atlanta and Birmingham. But
and in Memphis, what did you see? Did you go to the hotel?
Yes.
The Lorraine Hotel?
National Civil Rights Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, there were multiple parts of the trips where I cried and I felt like so impacted by everything that was going on and all the feelings that I was feeling. But I think at this National Civil Rights Museum, by the end of the tour, I was with two of my friends and we were at the gift shop and I was getting a t-shirt, actually the one I'm wearing right now, mm-hmm. Under my sweatshirt, and it's about the Montgomery bus boycott. And we were talking and I was just like, I was telling them, and we're on this huge, huge, huge trip when we've been all these cities where these amazing people have given their lives, and
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
It's so overwhelming. They've given their lives and they've given up their human dignity to vote and to give up their segregation just so their kids and for themselves so they can have a better future. It really hit me hard that's what I want to see for my future generations. And we all three of us just kind of started tearing up. It just all started to hit us like we have so much work to do today. And there's still issues going on today that we still need to work on. But look how far we've come, and we need to recognize all that we've come to.
Yeah.
How far we've come.
Jasmine, hop in here.
Yes, if I could add on here, I think a definite issue of today is complacency. And so seeing that we do, like, segregation is ended and that we can vote, a lot of people still don't take advantage of these rights. And so part of this trip is realizing, like, how powerful these things actually are and seeing the struggle people had. Definitely, like, I know myself just turning 18, being able to vote, that was a really big thing for me. And so expressing that same motivation to our peers and just our community in general, I think that really brought things together for us.
It's a little bit harder today, though, to keep people energized, right? Because the issues then were maybe clearer in some ways. They're a little more subtle now, or am I seeing that right, Jasmine?
Well, I guess you could say they are subtle, but I think the thing is a lot of people don't see how these problems are interrelated. So Amanda talked earlier about how due to certain areas of Kansas City, Missouri, for instance, poverty and, like, certain school districts and schools related are, you know, all a part of it. And so if you see the history, you can kind of see how that comes together. But the problem is people simply just don't know the history.
What were you looking forward to seeing the most?
Wow. Before the trip, I definitely was looking forward to being in Selma. But there were just so many great experiences. I know, for instance, we all kind of took part in Atlanta, the Civil Rights Museum. There was a lunch counter sit-in experience. And so you had these headphones on and your hands were down and you couldn't move. And you had people yelling in your ear and kicking you and kicking your chair. And so just to have the feeling you had then and to realize that you actually weren't being kicked or yelled at, it was amazing. It was life-changing.
What were you looking forward to the most, Amanda?
I think I was looking forward to the most was probably Birmingham, just knowing I was going to be there the longest and I'd have to, you know, just time to chill.
Yeah.
But I was probably looking forward to the most was EJI was...
Equal Justice Initiative. That was definitely a highlight of our trip, yeah.
For sure. That was, like, amazing. It made me want to work there. I think...
Help me with that. Job. Why? What was it?
Because what they do now is they talk about how it goes from slavery to lynching to Jim Crow and Jane Crow laws and now to civil rights movement to mass incarceration and how it all fits together. You have to start from the source and how it really affects today. Like, slavery never ended. It's just evolved.
Yeah.
And
You know, Jasmine, there was a visit to the Rosa Parks Museum in Montgomery. Learning what her single action on a bus started, how much greater meaning did that give your own bus ride after that, knowing that, you know, you can sit anywhere you want and with anybody you want?
It really just empowers you to think that some other people of our generation don't realize it, but just knowing, like, I have the confidence to do that and knowing that I actually can, it's so empowering. And just not only Rosa Parks, but the others who, you know, met and parked on this journey before her, and just seeing everyone and all the pieces. And I think one of the messages we got on the trip that was really great is your piece of the puzzle is the most important part. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that, and knowing that every single person contributes in some way, and without that it wouldn't have been the same.
That's
was
cool.
Was definitely the highlight.
Let me get some reactions from the different places that you stopped along the way. Just throw out what you thought of it. In Montgomery, you went to the Dexter Avenue King Memorial Baptist Church, where Dr. King was pastor and where he directed the bus boycott from. Was it hard to believe that so much action came from such a modest looking church?
Yeah, I mean, Martin Luther King was for sure one of the top most influential person in the civil rights movement, if not the most. And so this tiny little church that you see on the corner of the boulevard, it's crazy to think that so much came from that. But when we actually got to take a tour of his house, and that was definitely one of the highlights of the trip.
Because
when you walk into his house, you feel this sense of awe and amazingness that, whoa, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. made so many incredible decisions, and he had to make so many hard decisions here, and you're walking in his steps, and this is his kitchen, like, this is where he ate, and this is where he slept, this is his bedroom, and it's like, you have this sense of amazement.
You know, Jasmine, how about the temple in Atlanta, which was founded at the Hebrew Benevolent Congregation? What did you learn about that?
Wow, that was definitely a highlight too, because I think kind of the misconception before the trip is the civil rights tour. We're going to learn about these certain things, but actually, like, getting to partake in some of the Jewish traditions and their history as well, and seeing like the intertwinement there, I think that was a big key for the linkage between UA and Hyman Brand, seeing how we had such similar backgrounds.
Yeah, I think something that I didn't know before going into this trip is that I thought we were just gonna learn about the civil rights movement and just all these black leaders, but I never realized how intertwined our history is.
Yeah.
And how similar they are, and I never realized at I don't know what moment on the trip I felt it, but at some moment, I think it was in Selma when we really, really connected, but I felt a close bond between our histories, and I felt really, really connected, like African-American history and Jewish history. We've been through so many struggles and hardships, and it felt so amazing to come together on this trip together, and it...
Tell me about the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
What happened there? I was literally just about to talk about that.
What happened?
It was so empowering. And like Amanda said, we had just talked to a rabbi who was about 14 at the time of that march. And we talked to one of our group leaders who were giving us a tour of Selma, who they talked to someone, and they were 14 at the time, African-American lady. And so seeing both of their two perspectives and then being able to take that onto the bridge, and we were all hand in hand and singing, and just the joy we felt in knowing that a little over 50 years ago, it was a completely different story. It was amazing.
A very different story 50
yes.
years ago. Incredible. Well, you guys were great. I really want to thank you for your time and your impressions of this civil rights tour you took. Jasmine Smith, a senior at University Academy. Amanda Sokol is a sophomore at the Hyman Brand Hebrew Academy. Thank you all for sharing your impressions so much. I appreciate it. You guys were great. Thanks
thank
very
you.
Much.